for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi-o!
Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, number 667.
It's Friday!
Yes, and we like cheesy mummies.
We talked a little about Yob and Tool, because they're playing in Eugene tonight.
Mm-hmm, and Flames is still with us all week long, Uncle.
Yeah, we talked about a guy who's suing the steakhouse for slipping on a peanut shell. No, just kidding.
No.
See ya.
Hello, and welcome to episode 667 of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Meow.
You seem a little excited over there.
That is what is going on. Welcome to Friday.
Friday.
I'm getting a slow start today.
And that is Friday for you all.
We got flames.
Today is a special day.
All week we were blessed with this present.
It was a Friday.
Is it Christmas or what?
Yes, it is Christmas today.
Flames blessed us with his presents all week.
No.
Christmas presents. Yes, it is Friday, and tonight is the night for the hometown heroes Yob to invade the Matthew Knight Arena. 12,000 capacity sold out show tonight with Tool. 12,000 people will be watching Yob. What the fuck is that shit?
Well, I guess these two are still together.
What are you watching over there? What is
I'm
going
not
on?
Watching
going
anything,
on?
Dude.
Dominic Purcell.
I want to know what the fuck's going on right now, because that was ruined. It's harshing my metal. Mellow. Sorry about that. My computer's a dick.
What's your favorite type of cheese?
Colby Jack or mozzarella. That's a tie.
That was a quick fucking answer, dude.
You got a tie made out of those two cheeses?
Because I eat those cheeses all the time. I love cheese.
All the time? Like, there's
all
never
the
time that you're not eating those things?
Well, not like that, but quite often.
All right. What about you, Terry? What's your favorite kind of cheese?
I'm racist, so mine's a white American.
All right.
No, I like me some cheddar. I prefer a sharp cheddar in my lasagna. On a sandwich, I prefer American. Dude, careful with that. I don't want you to fucking snap it off at the fucking tip.
Ho-ho! What's going on? It's not Alden.
He's fiddling about. What's all the fuss about?
Remember when I had to glue it?
Did you glue it?
Yeah, right there, remember? Because it wouldn't stop swiveling around.
In case you guys didn't know it, we're pretty rough on equipment around here, so if you want to donate a dollar, go to tagcastpodcast.com, click on the donate icon to support.
Yeah.
It goes right to the PayPal.
Mike Stanfight.
That's our friend, that's right.
You know, scientists have found cheese on the remains of a 3,800-year-old mummy.
Nice. What kind was it?
It was called something or other.
Fermenta cheese?
No, it was just a small clumps of dairy products laying around their chest and necks. Which leaves me to wonder, I mean, is that really, they put it there for a snack in the afterlife.
Who ate it?
That's what I'm wondering, you know, I mean. Oh, here's 8 ounces of cheese for the entire afterlife. That's not very much, is it?
Yeah, they don't eat very much, though.
Mummies?
Yeah, they don't.
My mummy used to eat a lot of cheese.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
don't want to, like, you know,
I don't want to.
You know? I mean, if you're going to go in the afterlife and you're going to eat cheese.
Wouldn't you want to take a whole bunch?
If you're going to eat cheese in the afterlife, 8 ounces isn't going to cut it, man, because that's a long time.
8 ounces ain't going to cut the cheese?
Nope.
Flames taking care of that all week. I just cut some myself, and for as quiet as it was, I mean, it wasn't definitely silent, but you guys couldn't hear it, but Woo! That stinks.
Have you ever heard of Jap Chong?
No, but check this out. 4 minutes and 42 seconds later, he starts singing. What's Jap Chong?
Dude, he died. He was a Singapore rock musician.
I thought you were going to say he was from Japan. Hi, my name is Jap Chong. I'm from Japan and Chinese.
What about radio announcer this guy died China. This week?
Radio announcer this guy?
Porky Chadwick.
Oh, Porky Chadwick was one of my main inspirations to start a podcast.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was 96.
He was fucking cool, too.
Cool.
You know, there's going to be a new HBO comedy. Did you know that?
Every day there's going to be a new one.
Every day is going to be a new...
Every day, any day, you can say, hey, did you know that there's going to be a new HBO comedy special?
Yeah, but this one's going to be...
Okay, lay it on
this
us.
This one's called The Brink.
Oh, it's about people who deliver large sums of money to banks.
Brink's Auto Security.
Now, what's it about? It's on the brink of a...
The Brink hails from Jerry Weintraub, Jay Roach, and Robert Benabib.
Jay Roach?
Yep. It's okay. On, let me see what it's going to be a political show. It centers on the crisis and its effects on three desperate and desperate men.
Oh.
Playing U.S. Secretary of State will be... You want to take a guess?
Kevin Spacey.
Tim Robbins.
Oh, man, that was close.
Really?
Yep. And playing opposite him, a lowly foreign service officer caught in the middle of everything.
Huh.
Jack Black.
Jack Beck?
Jack Black.
Oh, Jack Black. Okay, those guys are buddies from way back.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black, Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
All right, so is it a series?
Yeah.
Now you got my attention.
Yeah.
She said, Jack Black. And I was like, who? Who's Jack Black? Who's Chuck Black? Chuck Black? Oh, I forgot to mention, since this song's still playing for the next 18 minutes or so, that not only will y'all be opening for Tool, but they just opened 2 days ago and the day before that in Spokane and at the Yoda Center. Me not open for y'all. Me talk about... No, not the Moda Center, sorry. I just call it the Rose Garden.
Mm-hmm.
But that place holds like
a lot of people.
15 or 20,000 during a concert, and I'm sure that it's sold out. So pretty special for Yob to be able to play to a sold out 15 to 20,000 crowd in their home state.
That is insane.
I'm going to murder them for their success.
Yeah.
I'm not jealous. I just don't think that they should do that. It's bad for them. No, I'm kidding. It's awesome for them. I'm just a little bit jelly.
Also in the works is Silicon Valley, a show that Mike Judge is working on.
Is it Con or Cone?
Neither one.
Don't judge me.
Silicon Valley. Con. I say Con.
Well, no, but there's a Silicon Valley, too, which is where all the chicks with fake tits live.
Yeah, I think, no, Silicon.
Oh, okay.
Man, and,
it's about the computer generation.
Another one, I think you'll like this one, called Ballers.
Dude, don't get me started. I'm going to Twitter right now.
It's going to be a comedy pilot about retired athletes starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock?
Dwayne The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
I know Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep.
Well,
Dwayne. It might be a family comedy, People in New Jersey, starring Sarah Silverman.
Any full frontal nudity on that one?
No. You just rent that movie if you want to see your full frontal nudity.
Who, Sarah?
Yeah, but that's a slow, kind of boring movie.
She's got a hot body.
Watch it?
Yeah.
You did?
She has a huge bush.
But a nice body.
Yeah, but she's got a big bush, though.
So that's okay.
Because pubes are coming back this year, I'm telling you. So, yeah, you got me all hopped up again. W. Vernon from St. Clair Shores, Michigan.
Who?
You fucking heard me. William Vernon.
Yeah?
Vernon.
He's the one that called me a baller.
Oh.
You guys and your ballins.
I said, obviously, you're a fucking idiot. No, I said it was small portion. I don't even want to talk about it. Don't get me involved in my Twitter wars.
Why you gotta be all Twitter warring?
Oh, you remember I told you, he said, why are you dealing with a lowlife like me that only has 3 followers?
Oh, yeah.
I said, don't be so hard on yourself, W. Vernon. And usually only my followers call me Jesus, because he said, Jesus Christ, Terry Guile. And then I said, hard on. Hashtag hard on. Which is now a thing. Let me click on that and see if there's anybody else hashtagging the hard-ons today.
No hashtags on the hard-ons?
That's loading. You could tweet hashtag hard-on. No results are found. I guess I'm a fucking trendsetter.
Wow.
Hey, so I know none of us made any New Year's resolutions because those are stupid, but if you guys, I was talking on the other show that I quit smoking cigarettes. Now it's been 13 days.
13 days, and what do you get?
A little more lung butter coming up my chest. Yeah. But yeah, I've been having the lung butter. But have you guys stopped any habits, bad habits?
Yeah, I have. I quit picking my ass because I was finding out I was getting shit in underneath my fingernails.
Dude, that's a good thing. You know?
I stopped urinating on cats and small children.
Now what do you urinate on?
Nothing. I just hold it.
Huh. So let me get this straight. I shouldn't be picking my ass, which I had no idea that that was a thing that you shouldn't do. Look how dirty my fingernails are right now. And I just pissed on a cat before I came here today, so... has another few things I need to learn not to do.
Yeah.
Pissing on pussy, man. Pisses them off.
It pisses
you know
them
people,
off too.
They're called breatharians. Have you ever heard of a breatharian?
No, I've
They just live on air.
Do they just breathe air?
They just breathe air, and that's what all they do. They don't eat.
Huh.
They breathe air.
Is that like a religion of sorts?
And a diet.
I thought you were going to say a deity, because that's a religion.
A diet, yeah.
So it's a diety.
Eat food.
Okay, so they're foodies.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of breatharians.
Yeah.
Breatharians.
That one Barbie chick, that chick that looks like Barbie.
Ooh.
Wants to...
Barbie.
Wants to...
Barbie.
She says she hasn't been hungry in weeks.
Which one Barbie. Chick looks like Barbie?
That one chick, her name is... Valeria Lukyanova.
She doesn't look like Barbie. Have you seen her vagina?
I haven't. I would like to, but I haven't.
Dude, it has a hole in it.
We're supposed to have a
Not
hole
if
in.
You look like Barbie. This chick has nipples and stuff.
Oh, man.
She has an asshole. Barbie has none of that stuff,
well,
dude.
See, you can do this chick. You can't fuck a Barbie.
You can't. I finger fucked a Barbie one time.
Really?
I had poop under my fingernails, though, because I forgot that I wasn't supposed to be scratching my ass.
Did you brown streaks on her?
It was a big brown streak.
With rusty trombone.
So when I was asking you guys of things you might have quit doing, I had a list, but...
nothing came to mind.
This is a dumb list, though. And I thought it would be good because it came from my friend Chris Castles, who's down there in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. He used to be a Eugene area comedian. Now he's an Austin comedian. This list is 15 things to not do.
All right.
Number 15, don't act conceited.
All right.
Don't get stuck is number 14. And that's for all you four buyers. By the way, we had an awesome day at the Brownsville Car Wash last Saturday because it was Mudfest. And those people weren't paying attention to this list because they all got stuck in the mud. I hauled off like 5 wheelbarrows full of mud, or wheelbarrow, however you want to say it.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't even
Bastards.
I haven't even counted my money yet. I know it's at least $100 for one day. It was awesome. All right, and this is for number 13 for all you fans of the show. Don't stop listening. Be an active listener and hear what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't lose interest. At first I thought that said don't lose the internet.
Don't lose that either.
I thought this meant something about an STD. Don't be stingy. But I guess that's don't be stingy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very good at reading yet. Be generous with everything, especially your time, your love, and your money. Jesus, Chris. What the fuck? You must be having a good day. Don't assume the worst. Be positive. That's number 10. And number 9, most importantly, should be number 1 for us comics and anybody who wants to have a good life. Don't lose your sense of humor. It's the sixth sense. Be funny and laugh a lot.
Bruce Willis.
I see dead people. Number 8 is don't deny responsibility for the quality of your life. You know, like, claim that shit. If you're living in the gutter, it's your fault.
Gut it up.
If you're living in the gutter, just look at number 7. Don't be ungrateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if you're living in the gutter, don't be ungrateful. Be content.
You could be living in worse places.
That's right. You could be living in hell in episode 8.
Or in one of them big, deep hole toilets.
Don't be selfish is number 6. We're going to go quicker here. Don't hold grudges, number 5. Don't disrespect is number 4. Don't compare.
Don't D-I-S-R-E.
Oh, man.
See, but in number 3, I don't agree because I always like to compare prices. I like to compare. But don't compare yourself to someone else.
Right? I like to compare that chick's tits to that chick's tits.
Yeah,
it's always good to compare prices if you're going to buy something.
Don't judge. I like to judge between this chick's tits and that chick's tits. These ones are nice and round, but those ones hang down. But they're bigger, so they're cool.
Guess their math.
Areola's smaller. Okay, number 1. Drum solo. The number 1 thing not to do in 1984. What?
Ma'am.
Oh, no, 2014.
Watch Back to the Future.
Don't be mean or snarky. That was very anticlimactic. Sorry for you listeners, but we got a few laughs out of that list, and thanks to Chris, I kind of miss him. I heard him on a podcast, and I heard his voice, and it made a little tinge in my heart. I know.
That's tingy.
Don't be stingy. And don't lose the internet.
Don't lose.
This is like a retard reading the line. Don't be eating shellfish. Don't be stingy. Don't lose your internet.
I got some New Year's resolutions for some people because it's never too late to start them, right?
That's right. We can make a plan for next year.
Yep. Subscribe to more trade journals.
What the fuck's a trade journal?
Pit and Quarry. You can learn about their ready-mix gravel industry.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Elevator World.
Elevator World.
Sulfuric Acid Today.
Nice.
Dipstick.
Anus, you dipstick!
Meat and seafood merchandising. The Beef Master Cowman.
The Beef Master Cowman.
Coal Dude. Age. And Modern Bulk Transporter. Those are just a few trade magazines you can get.
You know what you're doing right now?
Yeah.
You're blowing my fucking mind.
Here's number 2 is wave to fellow motorists at four-way stops.
I always do that.
I just...
And you know, hi, Grandpa.
I wave them through. I try to get him to go.
Even if they're 20 years younger than me.
Oh. Hey, watch it with the grandpa jokes, all right?
Number 3, try extreme ironing.
Dude, I tried that at the motel, at the hotel at the casino. They had an ironing board and an iron.
It just sticks to the skin. Can't get the wrinkles out.
I know. It sucks. You're supposed to take the shirt off, though.
No, extreme ironing.
No, I was
ironing,
trying to get my wrinkles.
No, extreme ironing is where you iron in weird places like a busy freeway.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Or underwater while you're scuba diving.
What would it... Yeah, didn't anybody say don't use an electric iron under the water?
Mm. No.
Oh.
That's okay.
Mm.
And number 4 is knit more sweaters for freezing trees.
Don't forget to knit more sweaters.
It's also known as yarn bombing.
A sweater for a tree?
Yep.
Dude, trees don't get cold.
You can knit a sweater and then you go.
Are you sure?
You can find trees sporting Christmas sweaters.
Dude, I talked to
in
trees.
Seattle and Portland and New York.
I had an intense conversation with an oak tree last night. We were talking about Rush songs and how they talk about different sides of your brains and how...
How the maples use up all the light.
Yeah, because the oak trees are fucking pissed.
And oh, yeah.
They don't like Rush ever since Neil fucking Pert wrote that song.
Yeah. Just some more resolutions. Try to kiss more parked cars.
That's gross, because you never know whose balls might have been on that fender.
Or what pigeon shit there.
Or where that fucking trailer hitch might have been.
Yep. Or you can convert your clocks to Napoleonic times.
What, you make them pink, brown, and white clock?
No, each day has 10 hours.
Neapolitan?
Each day has 10 hours, but each hour is 144 minutes.
It's fucking ridiculous.
That would fuck that work.
What?
That would be fucked at work.
Say
no, because then your day would only be like a 4-hour day.
Oh, no, that'd be cool then.
I just farted and coughed at the same time.
I've done that.
Dude, it's weird when stuff's coming out.
Both ends.
You ever puked and vomited at the same time? Wait, that's the same thing. You ever had diarrhea while you're puking?
Not that I can recall.
Think about it really hard.
No, I still can't recall it.
Okay, me neither, but I don't think it'd be very fun. I've been close.
But I have driven and puking before, and that's
driven
not
and
easy.
Puking?
Yeah, that wasn't easy.
I'm driven and puking.
Have you ever drove and shit at the same time?
Yeah, I have. Thought I farted and oops, nope.
That's called a shart.
That's a shart.
And that guy died that coined that phrase.
Hey, I tell you what, man, that grandpa in that restaurant, man, he sharted all over the wall.
That was pretty gross. It was pretty cool when he was on that thing outside that thing and it just launched through the window. That was pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
But did you watch any of the Olympics?
No.
I did.
Did you? What'd you watch?
I watched the bobsled, two-man. I watched the ski style, or the G and the super G. I watched a lot of them.
Ski style.
Or the freestyle, you know, where they come out of the gate and they do little tricks on the rail and they do the big jumps.
Yeah, like X game kind of thing almost.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Putin said?
What did he poot out?
He told us to keep our homosexuals away from his children. Not just his children, but the children of Russia.
Oh, yeah? Why? Because none of
that's
his...
That's not exactly what he said, though, was it?
They don't have any gay people over there?
Yeah, that's what they were getting at, basically. No
gays. Come on now.
There's no gays. What? They've all been banished to a certain area in Siberia.
No.
You but know...
I got pissed about him saying that, because there
know
is
that
gay people.
All their... Russia gave all their winners...
prick up your
$200,000 and a Mercedes each.
Well,
I don't doubt it.
Bastards.
And all their silver and bronze medal winners got a lifetime in prison. Oh!
Hi-o!
Seth Meyers joke.
Hi.
Mount, mount.
But that first part was true.
Wow.
So I was so pissed at Russian people. So I go to a website that has all Russian. Not just curse words, but insults for Russian people to say.
Uh-huh.
I don't speak Russian, but I speak a Russian accent with a translation from... Listen to what they say. They say, to call you something they bad, we call you fucking masturbator. Or, you are a raped male prison bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. You're fucking dead. Eat shit and die. I will fuck your mother, you unlucky idiot.
That seems like a lot to say.
You love to suck your dad's dick.
Wow.
I will put my dick in your eye. I fucked all your mothers. You have no dick. Is a dick stuck up your ass? Go fuck your mom. Fuck my bald skull, you son of a bitch. I rip your ass and poke out eyes. You fucking ass licker.
Would that work if the guy wasn't bald, though?
Stop sucking grandpa's dick. I will hit you in your fucking neck. Your brother's a faggot. Blow my cock and make wish. Go up an ass. I don't fucking care. You're a pee hole dandruff. That's what you are. You're a fucked up pussy head anus bitch. Go smell underwear. You are a vagina with eyes on your asshole. You were born through ass. You are a vagina with ears. These are all separate, I tell you. You slut with pee hole eyes.
God, Jesus.
I know what to deal with these Russian people. fucking you, mad faggot. You're a cunt on a stick.
I just get over, man, and say, fuck you, you cocksucker.
You're a child born too early, you fucking fat, ugly, mannerless woman. Stinky fuckhead. You're a pussy. A bucket falls in with a whistle. That's a good one. You're a pussy. A bucket falls in with whistle.
Man, they have a lot of insults, don't they?
Yeah. You bullshits like Trotsky. I don't know what that means, but it's fucking funny. Get a horse to fuck you, you fucking... fucking bloke. Jerk.
Meow.
Fucked up bastard.
You're breaking news.
You are the cheapest train station whore.
Lupita Nyong'o won Best Supporting Actress.
Who?
Lupita Nyong'o.
I can't even say that.
Lupita Nyong'o?
He won an award?
She did.
Oh, it's a she. Okay.
Yep. What kind of a she is that?
She-male.
Oh. She.
Okay, what did she win an award for?
Best Supporting Actress in 12 Years a Slav.
12 Years a Slav?
A Slavy.
What was she sporting?
Slave.
What was she supporting?
An actress and an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And a set of genitals.
They got another new category in the Oscars now. It's a best supporting bra in a female role. This year taken by Victoria's Secret.
Oh, I thought it was always Playtex that won that one.
No, that's the most absorbent tampon. In a female bleeding hole. Hey, I wrote a song the other day when I fucking hurt my thumb really bad closing the sliding door after I got the PA out to go to the comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever done that before where you hurt yourself so bad you instantly wrote a song about it. But I don't usually do this, and I wrote a song and I sang it a cappella at the comedy show. I'm going to bring the tape next week and maybe play it on the air. I got the audience to... clap as my rhythm section. I had the whole Denny's Lounge clapping in unison.
Mm-hmm.
As I sang a song about my thumb, and the chorus line was now I'm bleeding like a bitch on her period. So that kind of tied in with that. That's why.
Yeah.
Nice. But it kind of sounds country. So if I put music to it, I might have a country comedy hit.
Comedy hit.
Yep. It's about bleeding bitches.
I heard Jennifer Lawrence fell on the red carpet the other night.
Uh-oh.
Stubbed her camel toe?
Yeah.
happened at Denny's. It was gross. She stubbed her camel toe and was bleeding like a bitch on her period. I had to call the administrator. What, did she really fall down?
Yep.
Is that why the carpet's red now?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's bleeding like a bitch on a period. All right. I got this list of stories here that I haven't looked at for a while. Let's see if I got something.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon took a polar plunge in Chicago.
A polar plunge, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where they jumped in cold water?
Yep, with a suit on.
With a suit on.
Yeah, well, that's not fair because you're supposed to do it naked.
Naked as Jaybird.
Naked as a jaybird, sitting there on a sack of seeds. No, he was up on the roof.
A Florida woman is in trouble in Cape Coral.
Wait a minute.
Because she is off the grid.
How could you just launch into without telling me that you're going to do crazy Florida stories? What grid did she go off of? Like
all of it, except for the sewer.
So she's living in a cabin in the woods?
Yep.
Or in the fucking Everglades.
She says, I know how to live off the grid completely and in a sanitary way. And then she began living without utilities more than a year ago thanks to solar panels and treated rainwater. And then the city slapped her with a slew of ordinance violations.
Who wrote that?
And the case made it to court last week where she got 30 days to reconnect to the city water. Demanding that she reconnect to the city water. Noting that she'd been using the sewer system without paying for it, I guess because she just dumps rainwater in the toilet to flush it.
Oh, I can't even do that with my toilet because it's got an anti-siphon thing where you actually have to pour the water into the tank and then push the flush button.
Yeah. You can do that with rainwater.
So, well, yeah, but you can't. A lot of times people say, yeah, you just pour it in the bowl and it flushes it out. But that's an old school toilet.
Old school toilet.
My grandma and grandpa called it a toilet.
And they capture sewer.
There's no R in toilet. It's like, Irma Gerd, I got to go to the toilet.
Yep, they capped her sewer after they found out that she wasn't. She was using it but not paying for it.
So if you want to live off the grid and be a crazy Florid, Ian, you got to go way off.
You just got to shit on the ground.
Oh, boy.
Hey, if you want to stay on the grid, do what this dude did. God, it's just rhyming like a fucking hymen up in here. It's like a virgin's pussy. It's so tied up in this bitch. Last Tuesday at the Hillsborough County Sheriff's, not here in Oregon, there's a Hillsborough in Oregon, but in Tampa, Florida, Keith Lucas pled no contest to calling 2,927 times to the emergency line.
Wow. He must have had a problem.
Yeah, he was sentenced to probation for making vulgar and abusive calls. He would harass and belittle the sheriff dispatchers in addition to complaining about his past treatment at the hands of deputies. And then in many cases, he would call back after the dispatchers had hung up on him. They said that he's on a list now. Well, he can only contact them if he has a true need for law enforcement or medical services. So it's pretty much the old dude who cried wolf.
Yep.
Now, if he has a problem,
every time, man.
Yeah, they're gonna
because
have
your sheep are gonna get gone.
If you fucking
get gone,
if your neighbor's fucking the sheep, you can't call the cops on them anyway because that's it's legal there, unlike cocaine. So that's my Florida story.
This guy was in Florida.
Oh no, drum solo, Florida.
But he might have been a Michigan man.
He might have been, but he was visiting Florida.
No, this guy was from Michigan. But he was showing his girlfriend how safe his guns were after a day of drinking. He wanted to show how safe they were, so he put each of the three guns to his head and pulled the trigger. The third one was loaded.
Did he die?
He's dead.
Oh. That's a sad story. What was his name? Did it say? Florida man? Or he could have been from Michigan?
Yeah, he was a Michigan man. He was showing his girlfriend how safe they were.
All right, then.
Yep.
Breaking news, a Michigan man dead after being an idiot.
Yep.
Don't put a gun to your head whether you think it's loaded or not. That's stupid.
Yep. Another in Florida, this guy was in Florida. He just left a firearms safety class, and he pulled over to look at his new handgun, and he took out the magazine, but he did not remove the bullet from the chamber, and he shot himself in the leg.
Always check the chamber.
Yep.
Always point it at your forehead if you're going to be that stupid.
Yep. In other Florida news, a guy who shot his friend dead in 2012 was given his guns back.
Dude, I had a friend named Dead.
Nice.
I had a friend named Dead.
Yep.
Once I punched my friend Dead. In the head.
Yep.
What's his name, Fred?
His name was Jed. That's weird that you would ask. Buddy Rich, going to town in the background.
Dude, that guy's poor.
I know he is now. It's sad, too, because he was such a fucking awesome drummer. And now he's just living on the streets with one bucket. I saw him in New York.
Really?
Yeah. He paints his face black and acts like one of those street performers.
What, he's like, what, 115 years old now?
Yeah, he is. He's 115. That's weird that you'd know that. Because I'm making all this up as I go along. So, hey, we were talking last week about, you ever been to Outback Steakhouse, Flames?
Who?
Outback, yeah, in Denver.
Is it the same in Denver? It's a good thing to ask. Do they just throw their peanut shells on the floor?
Uh-uh.
No?
Uh-uh.
That's it. We're going to Outback Steakhouse. You go to Outback Steakhouse in Oregon and most other states, and you know they give you a bowl of peanuts on the table when you get there?
Uh-huh.
That aren't cracked. They're fully nutted peanut, fully shelled peanuts.
Yeah.
And there's peanut shells all over the floor.
kind of like the old bars and saloons where they just spit on the floor and shit too.
Yeah, I got I thought that too, and I spit on the floor, and they said we're gonna have to ask you to leave, and I said, well, everybody's just throwing peanuts on the floor.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I played a tree one time in a school play, and they asked me to leave.
Yeah.
So usually after we do crazy Floridian stories, we try to match it with a crazy Oregonian story. But this is just a smart Oregonian story. An Oregonian man is suing the Outback Steakhouse for $48,000 after he says he busted two of his teeth on pieces of broken porcelain that were in his mashed potatoes.
Ouch! How do you get those in your mashed taters?
They probably broke a dish, mm-hmm. is my guess, and it fell into the vat of taters. According to Roger Brandstetter, he was at an Outback in Portland, Oregon, and he broke two of his molars on bits of cracked plates that were in his potatoes. His teeth needed to be pulled and replaced with implants. The location manager admitted to the plaintiff had broken a plate in the kitchen earlier, and the pieces had fallen into the mashed potatoes. So that's a dumb thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. He's probably going to get the money.
Yeah,
Why
would you serve it?
Maybe yeah, he thought he got all the fragments out.
You're not even supposed to serve it if that happens.
I know. They're claimed to be negligent for not warning customers about the broken dish. That'd be funny if they just came out into the dining room and said, okay, everybody, if you ordered the mashed potatoes, please watch out for broken pieces of plates.
Yeah. You're also not supposed to serve mashed potatoes if you shit on them.
Yeah, but no. I don't know. Would you rather have a broken tooth or a fucking piece of shit in your taters?
Both.
I'd rather shark.
Would you rather? And now it's time for the new game show invented by the late, great, what's his name that died? That
Shirley
guy.
Shirley Temple.
No, that was a chick.
The game show guy.
Here's some people who have died. I have a Chung Chai Young, Chinese Hong Kong educator.
A what?
He was an educator.
Oh, well, an educator.
He said he was a cricket player. A cricketeer.
No,
he was a noted lacrosse player.
Kevin
from
Carter died this week. He was a Trinidadian footballer.
Yeah. Hey, this guy has a point here. I'm sorry to not go back to what we were talking about, but that lawsuit said it could cause fatalities if punctured internal organs.
Sure.
The esophagus
and porcelain could, because that's how they break windows silently.
Yeah.
So you'd never even hear your stomach pop.
So here's the great heartfelt statement from Jason Bender, the managing partner at the Evergreen Restaurant Group. He told the Oregonian, it's really disappointing when someone gets hurt inside the restaurant. What kind of a statement is that?
They don't care.
At first I thought he meant like the inside of their body. It really is disappointing when someone gets hurt inside their body by a broken piece of plate.
Where's the location of the steakhouse?
It just says Portland. There's probably 50 of them in Portland or more.
Oh, it's got to be that Chinese food place.
It's Outback
where everybody
steakhouse.
Pees in the doorway.
How many Outbacks are in Portland?
I said there had to be like 50.
50 Outbacks in Portland?
I don't know. Is that too high of a number?
I would think one would be too high of a number.
What?
Come on,
gotta have
two
or three.
There's two McDonald's in fucking Albany.
Albany?
Yeah, but Albany's our McDonald's is an Outback.
And one of the McDonald's has
There's
two
one right
drive-in.
Out back. There is a McDonald's right out back of your house.
Did you ever read any Vincent Shadow books? It was a series of books for kids.
I did not. I don't know who that is.
Oh, fine then.
Did he die?
No.
Oh, damn it. I mean, darn it. I'm going to kill you. Him. I meant him, not you. God, I'm fucking mean right now.
No, his name was Tim Kehoe. He died.
Did he make a movie with him? Nice, Hamlet.
He was an inventor. He invented numerous toys.
When you can't understand, when you don't know how to pronounce someone's name, you just use a weird accent.
Tim Kehoe.
You didn't say it like that. You said it like M. Night Shyamalan.
Tim Kehoe.
Hey, kidding me.
Dude, he invented non-staining colored bubbles. Zubbles.
What? Non-zubbles?
Mm-hmm.
Zubbles.
Yep. That's like a shark, kind of.
A shard?
Shite. Shard. Mike Shart.
And then he wrote a book about a little kid who wanted an 11-year-old who dreamed of being a toy inventor. He had notebooks of ideas.
What a dream.
Such as bubbles that carried sound, rockets
bubbles!
That popped into kites. Wow. Football that would bite when you caught it.
Nice.
Dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not true.
Put a biting football on the opponents.
That is true.
Okay, it's blowing.
That is true.
I know, but your voice is going up.
That is true.
I happen to think that you might be fibbing when your voice goes up at least one octave.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's a Kush, I swear.
He also wrote Furious Jones and something or others.
Furious? Yep. Dude, are you Furious?
Yep.
Furious.
He invented such things as Zubbles, the Zubbles 3-pack, colored Zubbles, and the Zubbles 6-pack.
Zubbles 6-pack.
That's the Zubbles that's been working out.
The Zubble Bubbles.
Tub Toy.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
And tub the Aqua toy, Radio.
I want a Tub Toy.
Scrubby's Safe Soap. And he's the phone effects. And it is Zubbles' handheld bubble blower CAD.
Well, you know what time it is?
Yeah.
What's in Hunter's CD player today?
My bonnet!
What the fuck was that?
My bonnet!
Today, Hans is keeping it mellow. Keeping it local. Keeping it solo.
Solo, Mike, you can't. Shite solo.
Oh, he got it.
Who?
Mike Shite. I gave it away by saying that's the guy from Yob, the mastermind behind all that is Yob, Mike Shite. He has a solo album. It's called Stay Awake. He has that tattooed on his fingers.
What?
And Stay Awake. Or on his on the back of his hands. It says Stay Awake. But just in case, if it flames, you're familiar with Yob, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Mike Shite's solo album?
I
haven't heard the whole thing, no.
You heard one song? Yep. Here it is. This is the first single. It's called In Your Light. Oh, kind of quiet.
Man, that is quiet. That is really mellow.
He was just taking a break. There's a lot of holes in his music, but it's kind of like Dan Fogelberg. maybe some 70s folkish rock, and it makes you wait. You're like, oh, is the song over? Nope. They are
invisible. Cat Stevens.
Yeah, Cat Stevens, for sure, dude. So he does solo shows, just him and his acoustic guitar, and he made an album, of course, instantly signed to the record label that Yob used to be on. Pretty mellow, pretty different for Yob, for Mike anyway. But just goes to show you.
Yeah,
but that kind of sounds like
Cat Stevens.
Fill it to the rim with Bram.
It almost sounds like Guns N' Roses for a second. But anyway, yeah, Hans is listening to Stay Awake by Mike Shite. I listened to an album that I didn't finish listening to because I thought it was going to be better than it was. Digging out some vinyl, and I was listening to the 1982 release by Ted Nugent, simply called Nugent.
Nugent.
And it was right when Charlie Hahn had left the band and Derek St. Holmes had returned. There was a couple good tunes, but for the most part, the first song on the album is called No, 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 and that's what I found myself saying.
No, 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 no. Is it that song?
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Who sings that song?
Hans, who sings no, 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 nobody can do the boogaloo.
No, 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 no.
That's 100 songs.
In one.
I know. So that was a little excerpt from Mike Shite. If you like mellower, cool sounding stuff, check him out. It's Mike Shite. S-C-H-E-I-T-T.
I bought that album with the extended lyrics.
You did?
Yeah, the no 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 no.
No 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 no. Nobody can do the drugs like I do. Nobody can do your mama like I do. Nobody can do your pooper shoot like I do. I just wrote all that, so please tell me that we're recording because I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
The pooper shoot.
The super duper pooper shoot.
In Bates Motel?
What? Am I Shyamalan?
No, I've even watched Bates Motel.
Bates Motel.
It hasn't started yet, bro.
Yeah, it did. The season one did.
Well, season one ended like a long time ago in Missouri.
Yeah.
And so season two will be coming
soon. Oregon.
This is Oregon. You know what's worse
than... No, but did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched the whole season. I enjoyed it.
You know it was filmed in Alder Grove?
Oregon.
British Columbia.
Oh, no. What? No. Are you serious? Yep. What?
Yep. How many people just... It takes place in Pine Bay, White Pine Bay, Oregon.
Yeah, it's fake Oregon.
Yep.
Fake Oregon.
Yeah, White Pine Bay.
Yeah,
that's like right next to Granite Pass. From that was a place in the 4400, another show that we watched. But I looked it up, and it's like a ghost town. There's an actual Granite Pass, but I thought they were just
Granite
saying Grant's Pass, but didn't really want to give them props or something because they weren't cool enough to be broadcast on network television.
Yeah,
or whatever.
You know, the guy who made it said... the key inspiration for the show is Twin Peaks.
Well, I thought it was Psycho.
He said he said we pretty much ripped off Twin Peaks.
And Psycho.
And he said they only did 30 episodes. We thought we'd do the rest of the 70.
Huh. That makes no sense.
I know.
Meow.
What the fuck is up with that?
Meow.
No, but really, that's based on the movie or the book Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes.
The writer of the series has cystic fibrosis.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I heard his sister has cystic fibrosis.
For the Emma Dakota.
Emma character. Dakota.
Yep. You know who's in that show is Jared Burns.
Who's that?
Jared Burns. Remember, we always talk about that guy that shows up in all those movies, but not quite as many as.
But now I'm
Lieutenant
fucking a
Daniels.
Stoner, so I can't remember who he is.
Yeah, Burns. He was the guy who killed the other guy in the motel room. Remember?
In Old Men or No Country for Old Men?
No. Jared Burns. He was
Stop
on...
that. Stop it.
Stop it.
He was on that one show with Judd Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch. Jared Burns.
Judd Hirsch. Dear John.
Dear John.
Dear John.
Yep. You remember that show, Flames?
No.
You just said it.
I remember
the theme.
I was remembering that, but that's about all.
You know, Jeff Burns, he's in that other show too. He was in, Justified. That guy.
Justified.
Oh, okay. We just talked about him last week, and he was in Bates Motel. Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I never knew his name was Jeff Burns.
Jeff Burns. I said Jack because I don't know if it's Jer or Jerry because it's J-E-R-E, which I guess could be Jerry. Or it could just be Jer.
Jer Burns. I thought you were calling him Jared.
Well, it could be that too.
Jer Burns.
It could be both. It could.
I was there for a minute, was thinking it was
must have married
Mr.
His sister
Burns off
his
of
spouse was Melissa Burns.
Okay.
Way, maybe she took his name.
Release the hounds. Okay, so before I forget here, going to mention a quick posthumous birthday. It's only one, so I'm not going to play the Beatles music. Nice. And we were just speaking of Mike Scheidt doing his solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And today is the birthday of Townes Van Zandt. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a singer-songwriter. And there was a recent album released called The Songs of Townes Van Zandt, Volume 2, featuring John Baisley, Nate Hall, and Mike Scheidt. Nate Hall is from U.S. Christmas. And Mike Scheidt has a song, which is a Townes Van Zandt song. It's called To Live Is to Fly.
To live is to fly.
So happy birthday to Townes Van Zandt. He passed away in 1997.
Happy Skirp Day.
He's kind of like Cat Stevens. So it does sound like Cat Stevens, though. I'm going to get you, baby.
Kind of.
A little bit. So, Hans, if you don't know about that, you probably do, but check it out.
Yeah.
It's an album with you like Nate Hall, Hans, and probably John Baisley, too. Who's John Baisley? Oh, the dude from Baroness. Yeah. So, anyway, happy birthday, Townes Van Zandt, and congratulations to Mike Scheidt for getting out there and doing what you're doing because you're kicking ass at it, so...
Yeah.
So,
keep on doing.
Like, yob.
Yeah.
You know, Jared Burns.
Jeff Burns.
One of his early roles was that of a reoccurring role as a rapist, James Fitzsimmons, on Hill Sweet Street Blues.
Oh, yeah.
I love
maybe
the
he was a rapist.
That would be sucky to get typecast.
Is Travis
well,
still with him?
He wasn't typecast because he was also on Max Headroom. So
oh, I've
he
seen him in
Hill
some other
Street
shows.
Hill Street Blues, a good show, and then Max Headroom. You can't get typecast that way, right?
Huh. You could.
Do you remember Max Headroom? Did you ever watch it?
I remember it, but I don't remember it. I remember the thing, and I remember it was a show, and I remember I used to watch it, but I don't remember it. I remember that he was like on a TV screen, and it was just his head, and he had like blonde hair that stood up and stuff, but I don't remember the premise of the show. But I just found out something that really draws me together with Robert Downey Jr.
Who's that?
He was allowed by his father to smoke marijuana at the age of 6.
Oh, I bet.
Never have I been caught in some random child's bedroom naked on cocaine, curled up in a ball in the corner. So for some people, yeah, marijuana, I guess, is a gateway.
Yeah.
A gateway to a naked excursion in a child's bedroom.
Yep.
Okay.
You ever tried that, Flames?
No.
You should try it sometimes. You want to take acid this weekend?
Okay.
Now I feel suddenly drawn closer to Tupac Shakur.
Uh-oh.
His body was cremated a day after his death, and his ashes were mixed with marijuana and smoked by his friends.
Tupac?
Tupac.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's what Chong said he wanted to do that in Nice Dreams, the movie. And Tupac stole his idea, I guess.
Tupac.
It's funny because, like, my parents.
Isn't that a Cyndi Lauper song?
We pock a you pock a Tupac. We all smoke a fucking Tupac. This is why my parents and a lot of white people always call him Tupac Shakur.
Tupac.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I heard that on a Tupac song. It was awesome.
Tupac
like,
shit cooer.
I got a Tupac of shit coors. That shit's like water. It's just like rowing a boat.
Yep, it sucks.
It's the closest thing you can get to just actual water.
Water.
Do you like water in your beer? Do you like Chevy trucks? Well, listen to me, Sam Elliott. You should drink Coors because it's watery. It's the water. Oh, wait, that's Olympia.
Yep.
Damn it.
You know,
I do. I told you earlier.
Ham's beer refreshing.
Ham's a beer refreshing. The Ham's beer got stolen. I heard the Crabtree Tavern shut down. That's a sad thing.
The Crabtree Tavern?
Yeah, I heard that it shut down because wasn't busy enough. And there was a Ham's.
Yeah, I know. You gotta be able to, like, you know, feed people the crabs you get on the trees.
Yeah, and they're not growing. They're out of season right now.
Yeah,
the crabs.
They used to have a big old, like, 8-foot Ham's bear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, like, one night when the Bone Jars played there, that rhymed, Ham's bear disappeared. They blamed it on the Bone Jars. And then Ham's bear comes back, because this is pre-internet times. Ham's bear comes back with a bunch of stickers from all over. Ham's bear had been cruising around the world. And then they returned him onto the porch, just like the dude from Fire in the Sky.
Ham's bear refreshing.
Wow.
That's a refreshing. Damn nice Shyamalan.
You know, that would be a weird movie. That is like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
What? Fire in the Sky?
No.
The Ham's bear.
Disappears and goes on a road trip.
Yeah. And he's actually not kidnapped by people. He's just cruising around.
Yeah.
Trying to find.
Because he could move around. The beer refreshing. He could dance around or whatever he did.
Ham's a beer refreshing. Refreshing. Refreshing.
What about the Heidelberg keg bottles? Do you remember those?
No, I remember.
The little stubby teeny bottles. They're about like this tall. And they were like real fat with a little neck on them.
I remember the Heidelberg quart bottles because that's what my mom and her friends used to drink, them alcoholic motherfuckers. I could get 3 cents, though, for the Bergy beer and the Heidelberg quart bottles as opposed to 2 cents for the regular beer bottles.
Yeah.
The beer bottle shorties were only 2 cents a piece was back in the day.
Yeah.
That's not really worth it. I heard Obama was backing the guy who wants to abolish pennies.
I'm going to start. I'm thinking about it. I'm considering stopping drinking just because.
What does that have to do with pennies?
I don't want to take back cans anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah. Gatchcast needed $60 worth of cans.
That was a lot of cans. Flint's helped.
The most I've heard of ever was like Trailer Park Boys, $35 worth of cans. I thought that's a fucking lot of cans.
Oh, dude. They were just, my whole back of the pickup was just mounded with them.
Did candy bars in there?
It only took an hour.
Yeah, it wasn't long. The guy had to come out and service the machines like 30 times, though.
Yeah, he did.
30?
Yeah, and so we had a bunch of like 20-cent slips and 10-cent slips and a nickel slips, you know.
Nickel slip, nickel slip. This machine's full. Yep. Nickel slip. This other machine's full.
Yep.
Hey, this guy's out here drinking all the last of my beers.
Beers.
As he puts them in the machine.
Beers.
Do you guys think the penny should be abolished?
No,
I like the penny.
All right, me too. Me and my friend Will Woodruff were talking on the phone on Monday's episode, and he agrees that the penny should be done.
Did you know that he agrees that the penny should be done?
Yeah. I think that's what he said. If I'm wrong, go back and listen to Monday's episode, you guys. Not you. You've already heard it.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
Gravity's taking it away. It won Best Film Editing so far. And
yeah, but it's Friday,
best sound
dude.
Editing,
it's
best
Friday.
Sound mixing. This is breaking news. Best visual effects.
That was 6 days ago, bro.
That's fine. We're still touching on news of the week.
You know how many
they
bananas.
Also won best toilet dump scene.
Ooh, for Gravity, dude.
I don't. You know, I'm going back to when you were talking about 24 and why you never teamed. Nobody's ever going on bathroom breaks in any show.
Well, Dumber and Dumber.
Yeah.
They had a...
That was a good bathroom break.
That was one of the best bathroom scenes ever.
You ever watch House of Cards?
No. If the listeners can't see, less than an inch away from watching that.
Yeah.
I just watched something else.
People say it's good.
I know. I've been hearing it, but I don't want to get sucked in yet because I've got some other fucking responsibilities that I got to take care of.
I watched the entire season one.
What?
Yep, I don't remember it.
What? Good.
Wow.
Why do you always do that? You're like, hey, have you seen the show? I just watched the whole fucking first four seasons last night.
And I don't remember any of them.
It's like, well, I played them. I wasn't really watching. I was just playing in the background.
I'm trying to finish Fringe, but man, it's a chore.
Fringe.
I'm trying to finish cleaning my Fringe.
Fringe is a chore to watch all the way through.
Yeah.
That sci-fi stuff gets a little too deep up in me for that.
It does, man. Fucking, it's all like, in a, you know, and everything.
You know, and no.
Dude, they fucking, now they're in the future, and they were on the one timeline, and then they had the parallel universe, and then they had the future universe, and then they had the other parallel universe, and then there was the one where the guy never existed in the first place, and then there was the one where they had a kid together, and then there was the one where the one guy didn't die, and then there was the one. It's all just confusing shit.
It sounds
confusing shit.
I was confused enough on the 4400 when they went into their 8-year fucking mind lapse.
That was a confusing episode.
And now what she's
doing. It's interesting to see like the individual how some of the episodes are like. Just like stylized.
So you know how the 4400 are getting that rash and they're losing their power and shit?
Oh, well, yeah, the rashes.
So that lady now is like confusing the timeline between her fake life and her real life. And she went to the 4400 Center and thought that it was the Collier Institute for Art.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't believe her husband. And she's asking her son, who's not a doctor, to write her prescriptions. And it's just turning weird, dude.
Yep. Yeah, I remember.
Weird.
You haven't really got to the promycin, the stuff that they inject.
No, I got
inject.
Two seasons to go. I got two seasons to go.
Yep.
So.
You saw when Tom and Diana investigated a mysterious structure in which is being built at a psychiatric hospital based on the giants of a schizophrenic 4400?
I don't I don't think I saw that one yet.
You saw when they did the one guy that was the ability to repair defects in fetuses?
Yeah, yeah. And he came from Rwanda or somewhere weird.
And then the chick who thought she was the next Messiah.
Miss Aya?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Her last name was Aya, and she'd never been married.
When Tom found himself in a world where the nothing never happened.
The nothing never happened?
That's the one I already talked about, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Dude, what are you doing?
And then that one guy was going to shoot Jordan Collier.
Dude, what are you doing right now? He did shoot him.
Oh, yeah, did he?
I told you. What happened? Got the wrong guys in prison because it was actually that one dude's nephew.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what are you doing right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
And then remember in season 4 when...
I haven't seen 3 or 4. What are you doing right now? What are you doing? Flames, get him. He's on the other side of the table. I can't. Get him, boy. Get him! Hey, you guys, don't forget, it's Friday. Come down to Riley's tonight at Riley's Bar and Grill. It's at 124 Broad Albin in Albany.
Albany.
And that's down by the courthouse. Don't get scared because there may be cops in there and stuff. But we're having a big comedy competition tonight. It's Oregon's last comedian standing.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
It's a big battle royal.
It is. There's supposed to be over 45 people involved this year. 45 comics battling out for the funniest person of the area. $2,500 cash prize for number one and some other other prizes. Over $10,000 in cash and prizes this year.
You know what they call the wrestling in France?
Fucking?
No, the Battle Royale with cheese.
Ah! Listen to this, brother. Don't be talking about wrestling. It's all turned into Terry Hulk.
Hey, that one guy died.
Terry Hulk Guile. That's me.
Uh-oh.
That's right. You better
be Hulk Hogan right, coming back.
Where's he? Where'd he go? Oh, I know he's going to host.
Yep, and then he's going to wrestle. Kids.
No. Kids, that's not fair.
Yep, $50.
I mean, he might be washed up and everything, but that's not really fair.
Yep. You know, Randy Orton retains the world E.
The what?
World heavyweight title.
Yep, Randy Orton.
Orton.
Yep.
What a freak.
Why don't you head out into Orton's and get us some fucking coffee there, Leahy?
Meow.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up, you guys.
Wrap. Go over to Pizza Now and eat some stuff.
Oh, man, they got good stuff. They probably by now have the new pizza of the month out, which we aren't even sure what it is yet. I'm sure that it's good. And it's pie month, 314.
It is pie month. Go down there and get one of those individual dish pizzas they got going on over there now. I know I'm going to try one.
For $5, you can't go wrong. An 8-incher with
a
drink.
An 8-inch one top and dip dish. And you get a 24-ounce drink.
Ooh.
All for $5.
Man.
Yep, that's more than a foot long. It's only 8 inches, but you got to figure
it out. Well, if you cut
it
in half.
It's a radius. Hey, here's some math for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Did you know an 8-inch pizza is only 1/4 the size of a 16-inch pizza? It says it's half the inches. But it's twice
the diameter.
It's twice the area.
You guys are fucking once again blowing.
And you know, there's never that much difference. There's never, it's never 4 times expensive for a large.
No.
No.
Never. But sometimes it is pretty expensive for a large.
Yeah.
No, all right. Pizza Now.
No, 13's a top. They top out at $13 for their premium pizzas. So check them out. They're here in Albany.
Yep.
Call them up at 928-0900. Thanks, Flames, for being here all week long.
And like I'd like to say, if you're not eating pizza now, you're eating shit.
That's their new slogan. Yeah. I'd like to thank Floyd McCullough once again for this background music for our outro. I use it when I can. I still need a better loop. You sent me a loop, Floyd, but it was the wrong song or it was a remix or something. But anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Metal up your asses. Hey, all you taggots. What's going on out there? I'm going to give you what to do. Got a lot of shows coming up. It's going to be good. You guys are going to have fun if you go do this stuff. I guarantee it. Got a lot of open mics for comedy going on in the area. Every other Monday, it's Donk Gong Comedy at Taylor's, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene. Starts at 9 o'clock, and it's free. They got drink specials all night. They spin a wheel and change the special every hour. Wednesdays at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair with Mac Chase. That starts at 9:30. The sign-ups and the show's at 10 o'clock. And Thursdays at the Green Room, 710 Willamette, right next to Doc's Pad. That's every Thursday, open mic comedy, 8 o'clock. And at the Kush Cafe at 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene, 9:30 sign-ups, 10 o'clock. It's a free open mic comedy show there at the Kush Cafe. Got some shows coming up in the form of comedy. Like I said, March 6th, it's the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing at the City inside Kowloon's Restaurant at 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Eugene. It's 8 o'clock, 21 and over, $5 at the door. Rock on. March 7th, also OLCS at Riley's Bar and Grill, 124 Broad Albany in Albany, 8 p.m., 21 and over, $5 at the door. I'll be at both of those, so come down and laugh at me. March 27th, Aziz Ansari at the Holt Center. That'll probably be expensive, but it'll be funny. Go check that out if you're into it. The next night, Friday, March 28th, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show, the fifth installment. Rolling right along there at Denny's in Albany at 3435 Spicer Drive, right off I-5, exit 233. April 21st, it's Doug Benson's fourth annual 420 show. Always a day late with that guy. It's at the Wow Hall in Eugene, 8th and Lincoln. Shows are on, or the tickets are on sale for the show online. Go to thewowhall.com or something. You'll probably find out about it. All right, here's some regular rock and roll and music, punk rock, metal shows. March 17th, it's The Sword and Big Business with another band, Oh Brother, at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $20 and $25 bucks. At the Tonic Lounge, March 28th, it's DOA, the punk rock legends, on their farewell tour with MDC opening the show. Tonic Lounge, March 28th. March 30th, it's Carcass, Black Dahlia, Murder, Gorguts, and Noisem at the Hawthorne Theater for the Decibel Magazine Carcass Tour. I don't know what it's called. Decibel Metal Tour? I don't know. It's going to be a loud show. It's going to be a good show. Go check that out. Tickets are $25 in advance, $20 at the door. May 3rd, it's Nile with Seasons of Suffering and World of Lies at Hawthorne Theater. $13.50, a cheap ticket for a great show. That's in advance. $15 at the door for your favorite Egyptian-themed southern metal band, death metal. April 3rd at the Tonic Lounge, it's Destruction, the German metal stalwarts that they are, with Brazilian thrashers Chrissian open the show, Widow and Ex Mortis, also a classic metal band. That's all at the Tonic Lounge April 3rd. Also there, two other great shows coming up. April 3rd, it's Shadow of the Torturer with Bellwitch and Hell, another band I don't want to try to pronounce, but I bet they're good. That's April 11th at Tonic Lounge. This is at 3100 Sandy Boulevard in Portland. All these Tonic Lounge shows, you can get tickets online by searching Tonic Lounge, or just go there at the door. Most of them don't sell out. This one may or may not. 80s weird rock legends Missing Persons, featuring members from the band in the background. April 17th, Missing Persons at the Tonic Lounge. Also coming up on later on in the summer, it's Motley Crue's final concert in Oregon ever. It's actually in Washington, in Vancouver, right across the bridge from Portland. Alice Cooper will be opening the show. That's at Sleep Country Amphitheater, so there's lots of stuff to go do. Go do it. Come out to Riley's on Friday in Albany here and help me win that contest. All right, thanks for listening, guys. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com now.